Exclusive. Representative Tony Weed proposes bill that bars federal funding to anarchist jurisdictions. By Sean Moran on June 11, 2025. Representative Tony Weed, RY, on Wednesday introduced legislation that would bar federal funding to localities deemed to be anarchist jurisdictions by the Justice Department. Weed proposed the Stop Anarchists from Endangering Cities Act, SAFE, which would codify President Donald Trump's memorandum restricting federal funding for any state or local jurisdiction that the Department of Justice believes is permitting anarchy, violence, or destruction. The United States is a nation of laws, and I refuse to stand by and allow violent criminals to wreak havoc in our communities, Weed said in a written statement to Breitbart News. Watch, Austin police tackle anti-ICE protester rushing at them as tear gas fills the air. If radical left-wing governors and mayors continue to prioritize illegal aliens and criminals and fail to protect their citizens from violent extremists, it is up to the federal government to step in and restore law and order. What we saw in California over this past weekend is nothing short of anarchy, and we will not tolerate it there or anywhere else in the United States of America, he continued. Weed's legislation was proposed as Los Angeles, California, is rioting and protesting over arrests of illegal aliens. Dozens were arrested in the city and the mayor had to enforce a curfew to quell the violence. Reps. Tom Tiffany, RY, Mike Collins, RGA, William Timmons, RSC, Chuck Edwards, RNC, Mike Haridopoulos, RFL, Pat Harrigan, RNC, Troy Nels, RTX, and Rich McCormick, RGA, co-sponsored the legislation. Taxpayers should not be forced to subsidize anarchist jurisdictions. If radical Democrat governors and mayors fail to protect their citizens from lawlessness, they have no business receiving federal funds. We are a nation of laws, not a playground for anarchy, Tiffany said in a statement. Cities such as Los Angeles have become a safe haven for lawlessness and chaos, all under the watch of Democrat leadership, Nels remarked. Under no circumstances should Americans' hard-earned tax dollars be used to reward communities that incentivize violence against our brave law enforcement officers, including ICE agents, and destroy the property of others. I'm proud to co-sponsor my friend and colleague, Congressman Weed's bill, the Safe Cities Act, to ensure that cities that allow criminals to flourish, at the expense of hard-working Americans, are held accountable and cities that uphold law and order are rewarded, the Texas conservative continued. Watch, fuck ICE, leftist protesters flood Los Angeles as National Guard defends ICE detention center. This is a strong, no-nonsense bill, and I'm proud to be an original co-sponsor of Congressman Weed's Safe Cities Act. If local leaders are more interested in appeasing radicals than protecting their citizens, they shouldn't get a single cent of federal funding. This bill puts law-abiding Americans first and forces accountability where it's long overdue, Harrigan said. McCormick said. As an original co-sponsor of the Safe Cities Act, I stand firmly with Representative Tony Weed in our commitment to restoring law and order in our communities. The recent violent riots in Los Angeles are a stark reminder of the consequences of allowing anarchy to take hold. We cannot allow taxpayer dollars to fund jurisdictions that permit violence and destruction while rejecting federal assistance. This bill ensures that federal funding is directed toward communities, prioritizing public safety, and supporting our law enforcement officers. It's time to put the safety of our citizens and businesses first, and I urge my colleagues to join us in supporting this crucial legislation. When local leaders refuse to enforce the law and allow violent mobs to threaten public safety, the federal government must step in, Haridopoulos said. I'm proud to co-sponsor Rep. Weed's Safe Cities Act to ensure that federal resources do not go to localities that do not uphold the rule of law and protect their citizens. This legislation provides a powerful incentive to ensure every city is doing its part to protect law-abiding citizens across the country. If a city refuses to enforce the law and lets violence take over, it should not get a dime of federal funding. I am proud to co-sponsor the Safe Cities Act because it puts common sense and public safety first. We must stand with law enforcement, not with politicians who let criminals run the show, Timmons said. It is the responsibility of the government to protect and serve the people, yet some places think they're exempt from that duty, Edwards said. We have law and order for a reason, and turning a blind eye to violence and destruction from those who think the law doesn't apply to them puts the American people at risk. The Safe Cities Act will make sure that every jurisdiction across the country is upholding their duty to the citizens of the United States, protecting our people and cities from the dangers of anarchy. Sean Moran is a policy reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on X @SeanMoran3.